Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso history with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, you know what?
What?
You know what?
What?
It got cold overnight.
But yeah, you sound like Bernie.
Oh, I
he
do.
Kept going, it's getting colder. It's getting colder. I said, it's because it's fall.
Well, yeah, but I mean, just think if you were like in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Those people are freezing their pencils off.
But anyway,
moving to the business at hand, it's that radio show we do every Saturday morning. And it's
a live show.
That's why we always make good mistakes, and they're permanent. Also, I want to thank everybody and all the veterans for their U.S. military service.
Yay.
Tis the weekend and the Monday for that.
I'm going to stand up and salute.
Look at her standing up and saluting right there. And by the way, it's really nice that your outfit
I'm turtlenecked.
It matches your headphones, which
I think it's really special. I'm coordinated today.
And, you know, we'll just have to get you a picture and put you out there.
Right.
So anyway, another radio show here at El Paso. And what else are we going to do this morning?
I don't know. What are we
going to do? What are we going to do?
Well,
it's that Texas History Begins in El Paso show.
Yes, well, you threw me off there. I was waiting to talk about that. No, it's like you said, we're out there today, and you know, we're out there everywhere in the world because we are also on the internet where we get to share our history all over the world, and also with the space shuttle, which is full of women right now, so that's really cool. They're out there walking around in space looking for places to shop, obviously. Oh, was that not sexist or what?
Well, I didn't say it. You did.
But I can, you know.
I'm all choked up.
Are you all choked up?
Well, we had a big party last night. There's more coming. We had a reunion crowd.
Oh, you're partying. Hungover, yes.
It's just begun. Anyway, so what do we got doing here? You're on the internet?
Yes.
And also, KTSM radio, you say? Let's just move down the script. You got trivia questions.
Yes, we do. It must be Saturday. He's having a choking
morning
over
for me.
There. Okay, yes, we do have trivia today. We have in our first hour for the first correct caller. They have a choice of a coupons from Pepe's Wonderful Mexican, New Mexican Food.
That's good stuff.
Up in Cañotea, and especially this warm weather, or this cold weather, I should say, be perfect. And there are a $20 gift coupon for one of our other wonderful sponsors, Mission Del Rey Southwest. And in the second hour, we have a coupon for Amigos over there on Montana, which is one block east of Cotton. I can't talk.
It's over there somewhere.
I know. It's stuck in my mouth there. Or, again, we have another coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest. So call us up for those coupons.
And also, you got a history moment going on today?
Yes, we do. We're going to be automobiling, is what they used to call it when you were driving around in the good old days.
You got a chance to go to lunch at Pepe's today, Mike?
Yes, we're going to be at Pepe's.
I'm going to end up at Amigos today myself.
You're going to be off today.
I got some more of that reunion crowd going on there.
And
Pepe's is available.
We'd like to invite our guests to go with us to lunch if they have
time. Let's find out who our guest is. By the way, drum roll. Retired State Representative Joe Pickett is our guest. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
It's fun to watch you guys. Maybe this should be on the internet, too.
Yeah,
he's having a coughing fit.
We don't want to put this on television like my son does in the previous hour. Because he has to act nice and look nice. We just have to try to act nice. Sound nice is all we got to do.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
obviously not today. But anyway, we got Joe Pickett in here. And we're going to ask Joe about his history of legislation in Austin on behalf of El Paso. That sounds kind of formal.
Yes.
But also what he recalls as significant to our history, because El Paso history is, I think, fabulous. And most of us who went to in public schools had no clue when we got out that we had any history of any nature. And so we want to talk about what kind of history you have seen, and also what do you think about some El Paso history. Why don't we start with your legislative world? You kind of retired this last year?
Yeah, it was kind of bittersweet. It was something I hadn't planned. I had obviously, some of your listeners know I had some medical issues, and I fought them for a couple of years, and I had a little comeback in January or end of December, and I just decided I didn't want to do treatments and session at the same time.
Oh my,
I'd been doing it for 25 years. It was just kind of time to move on. But the good news is I'm feeling really Well,
whatever your treatment was, it's working.
It's working. I feel good.
You look
I'm excited.
Great.
I'm looking for a fight.
You're looking in color. I mean,
yeah,
it could be black and white, but you're in color. That's even better.
But I mean, talking about history in the legislature. I mean, 25 years of stuff. I mean, it's one of those things where you just have to start talking, and then it reminds me of something. You reminded me of a piece of legislation that I passed for Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
You're not
going to remember, but there was a time when you couldn't do those reenactments because you were firing weapons, even though they were blanks. Mm-hmm. People, they're blank. It was illegal. And I remember getting some help from a state senator on the Senate side, and we actually had to pass a law so that you guys could do reenactments.
Well, they've kind of done that the opposite here in El Paso now. We cannot shoot blanks in parades anymore. In 2016, the city of El Paso has since made that illegal to shoot blanks.
And I can understand. I mean, that's a sensitive issue. I mean, I've gone up and down, through things. I've had some responsibilities in the legislature, or I think I told you I had death threats for like 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And so, there's people nowadays hear things, and there's so much going on. I can understand the sense of it's hard to do. If they know it's coming. A parade is one thing. I mean, when you go out and you do your performances and you're telling everybody we've got one at 10, 11, and 12 o'clock and, 15 minutes long and they know it's coming is one thing. But just walking around with, unfortunately, what happened just a day or so ago, someone's out in the street with a gun.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
But the history that you have includes that, obviously, but also just the kind of things that, like this recent election that we just had, they passed, we passed a state constitutional amendment that now monies from various things are guaranteed to go to history preservation.
Yeah, which is great.
Proposition 5, we've been talking about it here a little bit. And I think that's what we need to do. If it takes that to make sure we preserve our history, let's do it. Because El Paso was a prime example of a city that has not taken care of its history.
No.
And El Paso is a prime example of a city that has better history than most places.
Well, I'm known for having outrageous offices my whole career in the legislature. And when I had moved into the Capitol proper several years ago, the decor was a movie theater. And so it was a lot of fun, popcorn machine. I had the velvet, seats. I had all kinds of memorabilia. I had all these movie reels. What people didn't realize, though, when they started looking at the walls, my walls were completely covered with beautiful colored posters of all